This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It makes me ask who it is, first of all. That's what it does. Who are we listening to on the Daily Diddy?
This is DMX.
DMX! I saw people tweeting about DMX today. I saw a great thread about DMX and a random person he met on an airplane at some point. But yeah. I don't know why.
What he is not, sad story.
Not doing well right now.
Not going to make it, I don't think.
No. He's in a vegetative state, they said.
He had a heart attack after a drug overdose, I think, last Friday. And he's still in a coma. Latest I saw, you know, they're going to do some brain functionality tests. I think he is extremely underrated as a rapper. You don't really throw him up there with the Tupacs, the Biggies.
He doesn't get mentioned, but he's really good.
Dude, he had banger.
Yeah, he did.
Banger.
He really did.
Banger.
And like we talked about earlier in the week, when he passes away, if he passes away, you know, he'll be celebrated more in death than he was when he was alive.
Absolutely.
Which happens all the time.
What's going on down there? Tying your shoes? What is going on?
Ben has crawled under
the
table.
Board. Hi.
Was that song just so moving?
That you had to get on the floor?
My computer's about to die and I can't get this plugged in. Can you do it for me, Will? For some reason, it just won't go in and it falls. For some reason, the plugs are oriented upside down in our studio, which means my heavy little charger block likes to fall out if it's not in absolutely perfectly. There we go. All right. Thank you.
Still good?
Now, Woods is on the floor. Yeah, I'm getting charged now. Thank you very much. I read a great thread about DMX and someone who met him on an airplane coming to San Diego one time this morning. And it just seemed his name was Earl and seemed like very actually genuine nice guy that just had a lot of kids, was religious, just seemed
a lot
like
of demons was, though a lot well, of lot of demons a lot of demons
a lot
feel
of those
bad man
artistic types do have those. That's why I try not to be very artistic.
That's true.
Keep the
demons he's publicly
away.
Talked about, you know, his struggles, you know, addiction, everything. He's it's been a rough path for him. God, the guy was good, man. The guy was a really, really good artist, and he was deprived of oxygen for 30 minutes after the drug overdose, which led to a heart attack a few days ago. And yeah, I just, you know, it doesn't look good for the 50-year-old.
50 years old, man. Such a bummer. Such a bummer.
God, he was great.
He is good. Yep.
Music's so good.
All right.
Pretty sure you've done at least one.
Ben Reed's raps.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's done a DMX.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
Oh, up yes. Up in here.
Yeah. I've done that one.
Yep.
Yeah, that is a sad story. We bumped to the Rindle report from earlier because we were talking about the Fernando Tatis Jr. injury. We figured out a new place for it, Woods. Right here.
You're listening to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right.
All right, Polly, you're going to have to adjust here. It's not your normal time, so do your best.
It's still 6 o'clock.
It's still 6 o'clock, true.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball. A couple of trades around the league. The Yankees are going to acquire infielder Rougned Odor in a trade with the Rangers, sending a couple of minor leaguers to Texas. And also, the Braves are getting Orlando Arcia in a trade with the Milwaukee Brewers.
Wow.
Any of those moves do anything for you guys?
Well, when you have a chance to get one of the worst hitters in the league, you take it every time if you're the New York Yankees. I mean, when you are having a hard time hitting with runners in scoring position and you can get one of the worst hitters around, yeah, you have to take that chance every time. The only good news about it is that the Rangers are paying every red cent of his salary.
Am I crazy? Like, because I remember seeing him plenty of times on the highlight reels. I mean, was he a good defensive?
It is. It has been one of the more. It's been one of the more dramatic fall offs.
He's 27 years old.
I know.
He was DFA'd. He didn't make the opening day roster.
Feels like he's been
for the Rangers.
Feels like he's been playing for 15 years. Number one. And he's just one of those guys that has just fallen off. Now, again, you know, as a Yankee fan, you always hear the old, well, you know, he's got pop from the left side. You get that short porch. I can't tell you how many times my dad has called me in my many, many years and said, hey, we got this guy. You got that short porch out there. I mean, it could really do some damage.
I think the interest for me here is what John Sterling's Rougned Odor home run pun is going to be, or however
don't
he calls
know
it.
That he's going to have to worry about
no,
one. To be honest
there.
With you, yeah, and also the facial hair will be interesting to see him.
Have one for Jay Bruce.
Well, Jay Bruce hit a bomb.
The Bruce is loose.
I saw yesterday. That's great. I mean, it's no brainer, low hanging fruit for John Sterling. The Bruce is loose. You know, Jay Bruce is fifth in active players in home runs. I saw that stat yesterday. I was like, excuse me. Fifth?
I thought you were going to say he's 50 years old. He's been in the league so long. Because I would believe that. So Jay Bruce has been around forever.
So I think what they'll do, at least, is they'll put Bruce on the bench, they'll put Rugi at second, and they'll have LeMahieu playing first until Luke Voit gets back.
I actually think it was the other trade that is of more interest here.
Very
Orlando Arcia. A very versatile player, nice piece. We were talking yesterday about guys like Jake Cronenworth who have become really valuable pieces, especially for playoff contenders. Like a Chris Taylor with the Dodgers, a Jake Cronenworth with the Padres, now an Orlando Arcia with the Atlanta Braves. And the move also, I don't know if you noticed,
yep,
but opens up the full-time second base job, or shortstop job, I'm sorry, for the Brewers, for Luis Urias, a former Padres prospect who they want to give more time to
Milwaukee. He made a catch on opening day that was one of the best you'll ever see. He was about 6 feet in the air, fully extended. Made a great catch. I don't know how he's hitting right now. I don't. I know. You know, the glove, I think, always played. But, yeah, it'll be interesting. Arcia is an interesting player in the Braves. Braves need some offense right now. They need some of those Swiss Army knife-type players.
I have an update for you. Luis Urias currently hitting .143 with no homers, no runs batted in, and a .464 OPS.
Sounds about right.
That's not good, as they say.
But, I mean, they clearly see something in him.
They want him to get more at-bats. Regular at-bats, yep, they're thinking will help him get untracked.
Could be one of those.
He's still only 23, Woods. It's not like Luis Urias is like 27 at this point. Still a young guy.
Yeah, young guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I like to see moves, though. I love to see the moves early in the season.
Early, first week moves.
I like it a lot.
Got an update on a story. I think we did it in Don't Do This yesterday. Paul Pierce.
Yes, Paul Pierce had a wild weekend.
Yeah, he did. And we all know about it because, well, he went on Instagram Live and he was having, what was it, like a poker night.
Yeah, drinking, marijuana cigarettes.
Had girls, you know, in thongs twerking behind him.
Looked pretty awesome.
Looked like a fun Saturday night to me.
See, I've had worse.
Still not the smartest thing for him, you know, an ESPN reporter, an insider, to be putting on their Instagram page. I got an update, though. The adult website Cam Soda.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, me either.
Don't believe you.
Never
heard of it. I've never heard of it, and I believe
to,
me.
I had to look it up this morning.
Me too.
For
I had to look
research.
It up this morning, too, for research.
It's an adult entertainment website with webcams. as opposed to, you know, more produced videos.
Pass.
Yeah, not for me. Anyways, Cam Soda has offered Paul Pierce a job as an NBA analyst.
For their pornography website.
Yes. Okay. There is a screenshot of the offer. As I'm pulling it up right now, it says, "Dear Paul Pierce, I saw the news that you have parted ways with ESPN after you posted a video to social media of yourself with exotic dancers. Being that you are now unemployed, I would like to extend you a position at Cam Soda as our first ever NBA analyst. As our NBA analyst, you would be required to stream yourself live on our platform every weeknight and discuss happenings around the NBA. Inside the NBA be damned. Here at Cam Soda, we champion exotic dancers, cam girls, and sex workers. We would be more than happy to accommodate your penchant for women, and you'd be free to stream with them while they twerk in the background and more. We'd be willing to extend you an offer of up to $250,000.
Another example of...
Get in touch with me and we can discuss details and hopefully reach an agreement.
Another example of failing upwards.
Well, this is a bit that websites like these use for a little publicity to get, quite frankly, shows like us to give them a free mention
on a
segment like this in the morning.
Right.
My question is, what happens the one day
I'll take it.
Paul Pierce just says, fine, I'll take it.
I'm in.
Guys, we need $250,000. Do we have that for Paul Pierce right now?
Oh,
can we make that happen?
I bet you they do.
No one ever says yes to these offers.
He's the vice president of the website, of the company. So.
Yeah, no, it's probably a legit offer, but again, it would be funny if one of these guys called their bluff. I'm in. I'll do it.
Well, usually, I mean, like at the end of the day, like that's not the most compromising thing he could ever do.
No,
like, a lot of these offers are like, "Hey, we'll pay you
to be in a movie,
to be a porn star or something," and they're like, nah, "I'm a working actress. I'm not going to do that, you know, or whatever." Like, this is just
they wanted to talk basketball, which is what he does anyway.
Yeah, literally do what he did.
Yeah, do
in
what
that
you do,
Instagram
just on
video.
Our platform. Yeah,
I mean, Cam Soda wanted us to do our show on their platform
for $250.
For $250,
sold,
just done.
Just me passing the blunt over to Ben. But I don't want to do basketball. Can we do something else? And I couldn't do it for basketball.
Just our normal show.
Just
like
do our normal show.
Like we do what we do. Our normal show.
How do you
three
think,
hours every morning.
How do you think Mrs. Higgins, Mrs. Woods, and Mrs. Reindl are going to feel? Hey, sorry, babe. I mean, this is what's paying
How's
the bills.
How's the Cam Soda streaming app working?
And is it better than the Odyssey app? It might be. And I think... If we're doing our show, hi, I'm Paul Reindl with the Reindl Report, and there's a girl behind Paul clapping her butt cheeks, dancing around, and I'm like, "Hey, man, get that real quick." We'd last 15 minutes. Our wives would leave so fast. Willing to try it, though.
I'm willing.
Can you contact the guy and see if he'd be interested in
us? I've got her name.
How do you think Odyssey would like that if we said, "Hey, we're going to go do this"? I mean, our contract is coming up, so
you know, if they can match it, then fine.
Yeah, yeah, you get first right of refusal, but we get to do all the things that they're offering us
right in here in the building.
Yeah, here in the building.
Oh yeah, that would go over very well.
I can't even imagine.
And finally, again, we're going to mix a little bit of sports into this last story, but the Sacramento Kings are going to offer Bitcoin salary option to their players and their staff. The Kings are set to become the first major sports franchise to offer a Bitcoin payment option to all players and staff, according to team owner Vivek Ranadive. It's just still bizarre to me. I still don't quite fully understand it all. But the Kings have tried to be the most, you know, forward-thinking team in sports when it comes to cryptocurrency.
Now, the weird part will this affect their cap?
Like, they began selling tickets and hot dogs and everything back in 2014 with Bitcoin.
What if you have three guys and the team's like, "Just pay me in Bitcoin"? They're like, "Cool, we can go out and get other players now because we're paying them in stone-cold hard cash." I mean, my buddy who is an agent, baseball agent, was texting me asking me about Bitcoin to explain it, and I said, "You couldn't ask a worse person than maybe my dad. Other than that, I'm not going to." He goes, "You got guys now asking for it in their contracts."
Bitcoin has become so pricey, like those big time NBA contracts. "Hey, we're giving you $47 million over 4 years. We're going to give you 8 Bitcoin.
Yeah, you get
and
eight.
That's your salary now. You're getting 8.
Josh tweets in, "I need Ben talking SDSU basketball with exotic dancers twerking behind him so bad." Josh, I do too. More than anything. I even think your wife wouldn't mind because she would want to see the pain and the embarrassment in your
face. I'd be more uncomfortable than anyone.
There's no doubt about it. We talked about this yesterday on the golf course, just how embarrassed you would be.
That's it, huh?
That's it.
All right. Are we done with the Rindle Report?
Do we need an outro for the Rindle Report, maybe? Like a closing?
No, we can just let it naturally
just fade away.
Expire at the end of the Rindle Report. We'll come back. We'll talk. Okay, let's get into this discussion about the style of play for Fernando Tatis Jr. When he does come back, which could be in as soon as 10 days, when the Padres come home from their homestand to take on the Dodgers, will we see a different Fernando Tatis Jr. at all out there? Plus, we will pay off the Incorporator, how Jesse Agler managed to work the word spatulomancy into last night's Padres broadcast. That is coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.